every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome to the Leaking Timeline, my friends, the show where we regularly dash into the burning buildings of technology and culture for your listening pleasure. I'm Eric Newton, and we're in studio today with my co-host, Guy Singstock. Yep, you're there. Hey, Guy.
Hey there.
Good to see you, my friend.
It's so great being back again on your Leaky Timeline. That one place on the dial, that yeah. 1 hour of timelessness where we bring you guests that go right to the heart of that leak, we think with profundity.
That's right.
And brilliance. And today is by no exception. We have a guest that's perhaps an example of that, don't we?
Yep, she's going right to the leak. So today we've got somebody I'm really excited about, Kate Lehman. Now, Kate, okay, so have I given you the full backstory of how I learned about Kate?
Partially. Yeah.
All right, let me fill you in. So when my daughter was born, I started thinking about, okay, how am I going to be the best father ever, right? Obviously, everybody thinks about that. And specifically, how am I going to give her the best possible education? And I ran across this Twitter account called Austin Scholar, run by Kate Lehman. Now, Austin Scholar at the time was a Twitter account run by a sophomore in high school who was going to a very, very interesting school called Alpha School, where they use AI platforms to drive the academic portion of the education. And they were hitting these ridiculous numbers. So these kids were doing all of their academic education in 2 hours per day with no homework and testing out at 95th percentile and above in standardized tests and crushing 2 grade levels per year.
Total alpha.
Unbelievable alpha. And then with that, of course, they have all of this extra time to dig into what makes human beings great, to do personal projects. And so I've always wanted to interview Kate and learn what was that like. So I reached out. She's on the show today. I can't wait to dig into alpha and the future of AI education. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages with more from the Leaking Timeline.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour. So the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Welcome back to Leaking Timeline. We're here in studio today with Kate Lehman talking about her Twitter account, Austin Scholar, but more specifically, we're talking about AI in education. And Kate, I just want to say I'm so excited you're here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, you're kind of a celebrity for me. I didn't want to say that when you first walked in, but really, really, I've been following you for so long, and
Thank you.
Given me so much inspiration about what's possible for my kid. You know, I wanted to go back to the early days. Now, I know that you started Alpha pretty young, right? How old were you?
Yes. I was in fourth grade when I left my traditional private education and I moved to Alpha.
So fourth grade, I'm curious if you were conscious enough to have an idea of what traditional education was like and to already be getting tired of it at that point.
Yeah, I mean, my dad and both of my parents in general, they always want the best for me. And so I've been kind of using these online learning tools in addition to a traditional education for basically my entire life.
Oh, okay.
And so when he decided to, you know, have me shadow and try out Alpha, which use these online learning programs in general for, you know, the main form of learning, that was completely life-changing for me because it meant I didn't have to do more schoolwork at home because we were doing everything that he wanted me to do there.
You know what is kind of a disconnect for me is Alpha now is getting famous. Like everybody knows. And also everybody knows that AI in the workplace and AI in our entire world is becoming embedded and it's somewhat inevitable. But when you started, was the AI platform actually already working and effective, or were they just sort of testing it at that point?
It was more machine learning. So you would take an exam. So for example, we would take a math test for fourth grade math.
Yeah.
And whatever problems we would get right, we would get questions or we would get lessons based on the problems that we didn't get right.
Right.
And so it was adaptive. So they're all adaptive learning platforms. But the AI portion did not, come into play until a little bit later.
Yeah. And did you notice a big change between the machine learning adaptive component and the AI?
Well, with the AI component, you can do so much more because not only do you have an easier time of adapting your coursework and your education content, but you can also get personalized explanations. You can do for kids learning how to read, you can write personal, you can get personalized stories. You can, you know, monitor, you can have AI monitor your screen and see if like have it give you tips on how you can do better. So there's just so much more that you can do with AI than just a simple adaptive learning app.
Now, I have a question. I can imagine some of the listeners out there hearing this, and if they get a picture of sending my kid to learn from an AI, having kind of dystopic pictures about that. What would you say to those folks who maybe intuiting that or thinking that?
Totally. So this is actually something that the founder of our school, Mackenzie, says in every single one of her pitches about Alpha. And we just want to make it very clear that Alpha is not a AI robot school. Alpha uses AI tools to enable students to free up their time and get their time back so that they can do really, really cool things in the afternoons. And so there are life skills workshops. There's a ton of different really exciting things. And it's all about, you know, working together. There's so much teamwork, receiving feedback, and everything like that. And also there are adults in the room. The thing that I believe makes the school work is our guides. And they are emotional and motivational support for every single student. And because they don't have to spend their time making lesson plans, they actually get to really get to know every single student and help motivate and emotionally support them throughout the day.
Oh, wow. So what you're saying is the AI affords the human element and relational element to be 100%.
Absolutely.
Versus being taken up by all these logistical kind of mind-numbing things.
Absolutely.
That is such a great framing, because that is exactly the fear that people have, is that, oh, we're replacing human-led education with this robot education. You're saying it's the opposite.
It's the complete opposite. Although the AI two-hour learning and time-back platforms are all, you know, really the exciting and like really new things about this school, the best parts and the reason that time back and 2 hour learning is so effective is because of the human element.
Yes.
And so you really are gifted that back, and you are gifted time, and you are gifted connection and the ability to be with other people by using 2 hour learning.
So what does a typical day just look like? I mean, what would somebody even, what is happening? What do you imagine?
Of course. So for all of the students, they get to school and the day starts with a morning launch is what it's called. And it's basically a time for all of the students to get excited and motivated for their days. And then after that, you go into your 2 hour learning. And so this is 2 hours of focused academic time. And each student has their academic goals. All of the content is adapted to fit their needs. And because of that, the ability to adapt the content and, the rest of the learning science involved, students are learning twice as fast and just in 2 hours. And so that's the mornings, and the afternoons are all incredible life skills workshops, grit, receiving feedback, public speaking, entrepreneurship, everything you could ever want your kid to learn, they do in the afternoons. And it's, you know, in small groups, they get a ton of human to human connection and interaction. And it really is just a really, really fun time.
Are the afternoons a curriculum defined by Alpha, or is this a kind of mix and match, choose your own adventure by the students?
There are, you know, every session there are defined workshops that the guides will all lead. But the students are really encouraged to give feedback for all of the workshops. And so they constantly change and evolve and align with the students' interests.
That's so important. That's something that's just not available at most schools. Student feedback doesn't even matter, really.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a real, you're talking about an environment that sounds incredibly attuning. Like it attunes in to the child and their uniqueness and they're attuned by this environment in a deep way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What does the the 2-hour learning component look like? So is this a room full of kids with headphones on, talking to a speaker, looking at a laptop basically? Or what are we talking about here?
So there are, when I was in high school at Alpha, we like to call the 2-hour learning time, it's like a WeWork. We all come in and we bring our laptops and, you know, we're all working on our own content, but we're together surrounded by other people. And it really is just really motivational to be surrounded by people who are 2, 3, 4 grade levels ahead. And so you are, even though it is solitary, you get that motivational component by simply being surrounded by people who are doing really cool things. And so you are, you know, it's quite like lessons. So you're given a math topic and you work through it. You're given the AI explanation and, you know, you work through everything like that and solve all the problems. But you are still, you know, you're not in a room alone. You're surrounded by people who are doing the same thing.
Wow. And then, you know, inevitably people are going to get bored, right? And have lack of motivation and not want to be sitting there doing the lesson, even if it is tailored to their needs. What do you do about that?
That's why the guides are so important. They, because they're not creating these lesson plans and they're not focusing too much on, you know, the academic side, they are able to get to know every single student and help with their personal motivational needs. So, for example, one of the guides last year, there was a student who loved Taylor Swift. And so at the end of every single lesson that she completed, they had a 30-second Taylor Swift dance break. Or, you know, they could – there's – we also have like a currency, an alpha currency. And if they achieve their goals, they get an alpha buck. And if, you know – the guides can stock our alpha store with the things that all of the kids want. And so the guides, their primary job is to get to know the kids so that they can motivate them even when, you know, they're being kids and they're just not really into a certain topic or they get bored. So it's their job to help that.
Wow. Well, that
I can already feel my leaky timeline lessening. I was not expecting that.
Yeah. I want some alpha bucks.
Yes.
All right. We'll be back after these messages with some more from Kate Lehman.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Welcome back to the Leaking Timeline. We're here in studio today with
Your Leaking Timeline.
Fine. It can be yours, mine. We've all got a leaking timeline if we're being honest with ourselves. We're in studio with Kate Lehman today talking about Alpha School and AI in education. And, you know, Kate, you were just talking about different ways to motivate the kids at the various stages to do the work. And it sounds like Alpha's really figured that out. I wonder if there's a problem kind of on the other end of that spectrum. Do kids sometimes want to work too hard? They're doing two grade levels a year, and is there a downside there?
Yeah, of course. I think that, you know, the goal of Alpha isn't to, or two-hour learning in general, isn't to get kids to graduate high school by the time they're in sixth grade. That's not the goal. The goal is that, you know, they learn the content that they need to in a shorter amount of time so they can spend the rest of their childhood doing other things. And so, you know, if there's a kid who has gotten really, really far ahead in math and you know, super far ahead in, you know, maybe science, then they can spend more of their 2 hours doing reading and then later work on life skills. And so it's the best part about two-hour learning is how adaptive it is. And so, you know, the program is, you know, different for every kid. And that's the beauty of it.
Go ahead.
And this more time or the rest of your day to do these other projects. You know, the big complaint I've heard about public school systems that I've heard for years is that it's something like based on making factory workers. Right. And that I hear a lot of complaints about that the subjects you learn are not tied to anything practical. So you're just learning math for its own sake. Right. And which leads to a big problem in the school system, which is, are we encouraging or developing actual agency, right? Yeah. Or sovereignty? I'm sensing that there's something going on here that's actually encouraging agency and sovereignty.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of back to the first point, you know, about learning academics just to learn them without having actual implications. Yeah. You know, all of the workshops that students do in the afternoons, they're both tied to life skills and, you know, things that you can do in the mornings. And so, you know, they spend their morning in math and, you know, they spend 25 minutes doing math every day. And then one of their workshops, one session, is about financial literacy, and they use, you know, compounding and multiplication and, you know, just like general math knowledge to succeed in that workshop. And so, or maybe it's entrepreneurship and, you know, they need to write a marketing plan. Then they'll use the skills that they learned in, you know, in their writing or reading, language, etc. And so I think that's really important because we're doing life skills. We are showing how, you know, just being more knowledgeable and knowing more things in general allows you to succeed in so many different areas.
Right. You know, when I talk to parents about what they want for their kids at this stage in human history, they always use this one specific word. They always say, I want my kids to be resilient.
Yeah.
And I think that's because people are scared about what's about to happen. They don't understand. None of us know, but we know things are changing quickly. And so we want our kids to be able to adapt and be effective no matter what happens.
Be knocked down and be able to get back up.
And get back up. I think that's really what resiliency means, right? Mm-hmm. First of all, what do you think the parents are pointing to when they say that? And then second, is Alpha contributing in some way?
Yeah, for sure. So I think that, you know, in general, there's a lot of negativity and pessimism about what's going on in the world. And so I think that parents just want their kids to be ready for it. You know, whether it, you know, whether it's right or not, they'd rather their kids be prepared and, you know, able to bounce back from anything. And I believe that Alpha, one of the core life skills that Alpha teaches is grit. And there are workshops, you know, starting from the very, very beginning, from kindergarten and pre-K, where students are learning how to fail and get back up. And it is...
How do you do that? I mean, I love that word, grit. Yeah. By the way, that's the best thing ever. I want to take grit workshops right now.
Yeah.
So do you smother them in grit and see what happens?
What is that?
Yeah. So, I mean, when for the younger students, it starts with, you know, they have a workshop where they learn how to do a 100-piece puzzle. And these kids are really tiny. They're like 6 years old. And so they have to learn how to put together a puzzle and see things that don't fit. Then they have to, the next level up, they have to solve a Rubik's Cube. They have to learn how to juggle. And then at the same time, there are workshops for being able to bike a 10K. And again, these are elementary school kids and they're biking a 10K. You know, there's running a mile in under 10 minutes. There's so many, you know, like small, really, really, there's sprints that everyone learns grit from. So, you know, whether that's a physical thing, a mental thing, or, you know, a game, all of the kids learn how to work at something and not give up even when, you know, they see something fail or they don't get it right the first time.
It's so great.
Yeah, it is really great.
Now, okay, Kate, we've been asking you almost in some sense to be a spokesperson for Alpha and for 2-Hour Learning because that's the focal point. It's what's famous in the media. It's what I'm excited about. But actually, you're really trying to deliver a broader message of that. It's what I've observed with your Substack and your Twitter. You're talking about the future of education, what's possible for young people. Can you speak more to what your broader message is?
Absolutely. So, you know, Alphas aren't in every city yet. You know, parents don't, not every single parent has the opportunity or ability to send their kid to a 2-hour learning program. But that doesn't mean that their kid should be getting a substandard education. And so what I do with my newsletter and with my Twitter account is I hope that I am teaching parents how they can replicate this type of education and, you know, get their kids learning in 2 hours and learning life skills at home. You know, I write about how, you know, certain online apps and AI apps that you can use, AI prompts if you want to teach your kid how to learn different life skills or do certain math topics or get through a homework problem set. And at the same time, you know, family, like projects that you can do as a family, things you can do together to, you know, help your kid learn life skills. So kind of replacing that workshop factor. And I just really, the educational experience that I had changed my life and I would not be where I am today. I wouldn't have the connections and, you know, just general success that I've had today if I didn't have that form of education. And so I want, my goal is to make that available to as many students and as many kids as possible.
Yeah.
And if you don't have access to it through Alpha specifically, what you're suggesting is what? Go get apps from the app store? Or like, what's the way?
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess it kind of depends what your goal is. There's obviously, like, this is what I did for the first 6 years of my educational experience is I went to school and then I went home and I did, you know, a couple online apps. I have tons of recommendations on my newsletter, but for math, which I believe is going to be the most popular option. Math Academy is fantastic. And, you know, go home, do some Math Academy, and, you know, then you can do the life skills projects with your family and do everything like that. You know, if you are interested in homeschooling, Alpha has a 2-hour learning homeschool program. And that is also really great. And the homeschool program achieves, after last year, it has achieved the exact same learning outcomes of 2x in 2 hours that the regular Alpha school program has.
You know, I, at the risk of making this an advertisement for Alpha, which is not my intention.
There will be no beta here.
Right, exactly. I just want to say, I reached out to 2-hour learning to find out what we could do for my daughter. And because Alpha wasn't in our town yet at that time, and they offered the homeschool platform, and it's really I was amazed at how reasonable it is that they'll license you the software, and like what an advancement that is for people anywhere in the world who just want their kids to have access to it.
Absolutely.
Now, okay, so but there is one problem there, which is for most kids this is going to be extra work.
Correct. So. Kind of the way that I thought about it when I was younger, and you know, it's obviously it's not easy, but it's that if you learn the content, if you do online apps and learn, spend a little bit additional time after school doing the work, everything else that you do in school is going to be so much easier and take up so much less time. I didn't spend, well, again, fourth grade, but I didn't spend any time on my homework, so. Mm.
It would be like having superpowers.
Yeah.
Can you imagine you go back into school and you're just dominating?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's a great place for us to take a pause. We'll be right back on the Leaking Timeline. On your Leaking Timeline after these words.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from The Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Welcome back to Your Leaking Timeline. We're in studio with Kate Lehman today, and you can join the conversation at 800-878-7529. We would love to hear from you. So, Kate, we've been talking about AI and education and spending a lot of time talking about Alpha School and two-hour learning. But, you know, we're both curious about your Substack.
Yeah, and because how old were you when you started writing?
I was 15.
15. That strikes me as pretty young to start blogging and then blogging in some way that's educational. Did it start off with?
Yes, it did. It did. Happy to talk about that experience.
Please.
Yeah.
So when I was 15, I decided that, you know, I wanted to spend my afternoons in high school working on a Substack newsletter. And because I loved writing and I felt like that's how I could reach the most people and help the most people and connect with them.
What's the address of the Substack, by the way? We should give that out.
Yeah. Yeah. It's austinscholar.substack.com.
Yeah. Okay.
Or Austin Scholar on Substack. And so I decided to take David Perell's Rite of Passage course, which is an online writing course that teaches you how to write for these blog type, platforms. And first off, my friend and I, we took it together and we were almost not allowed to take the course because we were too young. But we did manage to convince David to allow us to take his course. Which
thank you very much, David.
Yeah, thanks,
thank
Dave.
You, David.
It worked
thank
out well
you, David.
For everybody.
Yes. No, we still keep in contact today and I love helping him out with the rest of his projects. But I'm super grateful to him for allowing me to, you know, kickstart my newsletter through that. And, you know, so I learned how to write these newsletters and I realized that, yes, this is how I want to spend my time and this is how I can help people. And so I, you know, just started writing them and I wasn't able to post my first Substack until I was 16 because Substack doesn't let under 16-year-olds post.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So there's lots of age limits when I was first starting, first with David, then with Substack. But we eventually, it got all worked out.
Well, it does seem like that's an example of the grit that you talk about. It's also an example of, you know, teaching kids that there are ways around the silly rules if you're actually committed.
Absolutely.
And that's all kind of part of the educational process we're talking about.
And demonstrates a lot of agency at an early age as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. I sent my first four newsletters out on Gmail because I wasn't allowed to on Substack. And I started posting every single Sunday and I haven't missed a Sunday since I started on my 16th birthday.
Amazing.
Totally.
Wow.
And so, that's kind of how my newsletter started. And then kind of half a year into it, I started posting on Twitter as well, which for me was a lot harder because I'm more into the like long form. I get to sit and think deep thoughts and then write them out, and kind of making it more clickbaity and marketable was a lot harder for me. But, you know, I stuck to it, posted at one point was posting every single day, and I was able to grow my audience and convert those, my Twitter followers, to newsletter subscribers. And I've been writing, like, since then, I've just been writing about education and my experience at Alpha, other students' experiences at Alpha, things that parents can do to help their kids, AI, kind of anything in that range I discuss on my newsletter.
I wonder if starting writing at 15... your voice must have changed.
Oh, Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. But it also must have matured you. It must have been a feedback process, right? Like your voice is changing, but also seeing your voice out there is maturing you as a human. Did you notice something like that?
Yeah. You know, when I do these podcasts or interviews, I have clearer thoughts about what I'm talking about because I've written about them.
Yes.
And so even though sometimes it might take me a second to kind of get into the flow, once I'm there, I'm kind of just going back. I can see the Google Docs of all of my newsletters and, you know, picking out all of the interesting things that I've written and speaking them out loud. And so I think I've become a better speaker and overall a better thinker because I started writing. And yeah, I love it. And it changed my life for sure. That is one of the things that, you know, has allowed me to have so many opportunities and meet so many incredible people. And so I couldn't recommend it enough.
Don't you just want this for your kids?
Oh, totally. And I want my kids to be as wholesome as what shines out of her.
Yes, wholesome, right? And thoughtful.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you.
You know, that all makes me think about something I read on your Twitter, which was that transitioning into Stanford was not a challenge, but a trick. And I think there was one specific example with a specific professor who wasn't showing up to class or something. But how has that been going from Alpha, which is so unique and so much fun and kids report that they love it, to just regular school?
Yeah, so I think there's a lot of different components. One of the things that I love about Alpha is how involved the students are in the decisions that they get to make. And so I grew up being able to provide feedback to my professors or my guides and to know that the things that I said were changing things. If we didn't like a workshop, that workshop didn't exist the next session. And so going from that, this really, really overall adaptive program to super, super structured, you know what your next step is, things aren't going to change, A, B, C, was definitely a transition for me. And so that in itself was hard. However, because of all of the skills that I have learned of being the agency that we were talking about, learning how to learn, using AI to, you know, learn things without just like inputting my homework answers and, you know, having it tell me the answers, using it to learn and to explain concepts instead. I was able to make that transition last year. And so, I get to Stanford and, you know, I'm expecting the best education that, you know, it's imaginable. But, you know, professors are still human. They still make mistakes. They forget things. Sometimes they don't speak fluent English, and that's all okay. It just wasn't what I was expecting. However, I know how to navigate that and work through it.
Learning how to learn.
Yes.
That really struck me.
Yes.
Like, it's not so, you're saying it's not just learning something, but it's learning how to learn.
Absolutely.
That strikes me as a quantum different level or something.
Yeah, that's one of the core life skills at Alpha. I have made a ton of different learning science posters. So that's stuff like mastery-based learning, retrieval practice, spaced repetition. Those are kind of the big ones that Alpha uses in its apps. And I know about all of those things, and I've written about them for school projects and in my newsletter. And I believe that I've just learned how to learn things. Becoming an expert, that's another huge thing. So for my newsletter, I had to be an expert in education in the 21st century and all of these new innovative educational tools and these learning science that backs it, and just what's possible. And so I've learned how to, you know, find all the books that I need to read, all the websites, the people I need to talk to, how to reach out to them, cold emails, cold outreach, and really just create insights and DOKs 1 through 4, depth of knowledge. So go from facts to new ideas and new insights. And so, that is a massive, massive skill that you learn at Alpha.
Are you still using apps to teach yourself substantive coursework?
For my freshman year, I was able to. Math Academy goes up to that's the math app that I use, and it goes up through a little bit of multivariable calculus. However, I have now passed the threshold of apps that are courses that are available for me to learn on.
You alpha'd the app.
Exactly, exactly. I'm just waiting for Math Academy to catch up so I can use it in my Stanford classes. But I was doing it at the very beginning when I was still able to. And it just really makes sure that you know what you're doing. And you are forced to know it because it's based on mastery. And so it's great.
Well, you know, actually, that's a great – I've been wanting to ask you about mastery education. Mm-hmm. This is a notion that is really embedded in the research and the literature about education itself. And I think it's pretty clear from the research that mastery education is maybe the most effective way to teach people a thing. Can you say what it is?
For sure. So you can kind of think of it as, you know, we can do like a sports metaphor. So, you know, if you are trying to learn how to, you know, shoot three-pointers and you are still missing free throws, your goal is going to be to practice those free throws until you can, you know, hit it from get a basket from that distance and then move on to, you know, farther and farther distances across the court. And so it's all based on building up your skills. So you start with multiplication tables. And this is, you know, a couple of my friends, you know, when they took the SAT, they managed to improve their math points most after they made sure that they had their multiplication tables at automaticity.
Yes.
Because you free up mental space to work on other things. And so start with that. And then once you move on to multiplication tables, then you go on to division. And then after division, you understand fractions. And then you can do more algebra based things. And from algebra, then you can keep moving up and up and up through the content. But if you are missing the multiplication tables, and then if you are missing the division, you are not going to be able to understand what a fraction is or how to multiply them and use fractions to understand the world. And so if you do not have the basics, then all of the harder stuff is basically impossible to learn. Khan Academy has a really, really great video on it.
And so I think it's like you can't move on to a new module or segment until you've quote unquote mastered.
Correct.
At some level of proficiency, like 95% above
Correct.
The previous one, right? And the reason that can be done with tutors. Like you could just have tutors for every student in the world,
Correct.
Human tutors who would do mastery education with your kids would do great, but we can't afford that, of course. And that's what the
Yes.
AI apps make
Yes.
possible.
We have known about all of this learning science since the 60s, the 1960s. Bloom's Two Sigma was the seminal research on what you need and what you need to educate a student. And it's all mastery-based adaptive learning. And in the 60s, that was possible only through a tutor. But now we are able to actually implement all of the learning science that we have known for so long but have been unable to implement because they were incompatible with the teacher in front of a classroom model. But now we can have these personalized tutors, these personalized lesson plans for every single student because of AI.
Well, you know, I'm going to ask a question that you are only going to have 30 seconds to answer, which is, if hypothetically you could deliver all of the substantive education of college through these apps, what would be the point of college?
Connections, relationships. It's a transitional period. The people that I've gotten to know, my life would be much worse off if I didn't have them in my life and if I hadn't met them through college. I think that it's definitely still useful in, you know, being able to build relationships with people. And then also to, it's a really helpful transition period. So you're not just going from living your life with your parents and everything to you're on your own completely.
Yeah. Well, that's a great place to take a break. We'll be
Absolutely.
Back in a few minutes on Your Leaking Timeline with Kate Lehman.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Welcome back to the Leaking Timeline. We're in studio today with Kate Lehman, otherwise known as Austin Scholar on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it these days, and also Substack. You know, Kate, when I tell folks about this kind of education, and I tell them about Alpha School, other parents, they get initially pretty excited, and then immediately they go into skepticism, because I think that's what people do. They immediately go to, well, I don't know.
Absolutely.
What do you say to that?
So obviously it's hard to believe. It is pretty much unbelievable. But once parents realize that their kids only need 2 hours a day to crush their academics, they just don't tolerate the 6 hours a day in school anymore, and they demand more from it. And so, you know, that is where programs like 2 Hour Learning and where you can learn about it on my newsletter. And so I understand that it's unbelievable, but the evidence is there, and I've written about it, and it has existed on with Alpha School for years now. And so it's hard to believe, but once you do, you can't go back.
Yeah. In fact, I think there's a story about some students saying, well, I think I want to try out regular school, going for a week and then saying, no way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. That has happened multiple times.
Yeah.
I can see.
Yes.
Well, you know, it's been such a pleasure having the conversation with you. I want to tell our listeners, we're going to continue this conversation after this in a podcast form. And so if you want to listen to that, come to us at theleakingtimeline.com. And if you want to find Kate, go to Austin Scholar on X or Substack. And with that, we will see you next week.
Thank you very much.
It was such a pleasure to have you here.
You are awesome.
We'll see you guys next week on your Leaking Timeline.
Less leaky now.